News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Yesterday, there were 99 people being treated in intensive care units for COVID-19, which is the highest number since March. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Professor Paul Moyna, Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute for Human Health Research at Maynooth University. Good morning, Paul. Figures worryingly high, I suppose, at this stage. Is it going to get worse before it gets better?
Probably will, Ciara, yeah, and there's some uncertainty in terms of how bad and how high the numbers will go. So some of the uncertainty relates to the fact that we haven't experienced the Delta variant in the autumn before. Also, we're experiencing these breakthrough infections as we move longer beyond our second vaccination. Some of us become more susceptible to infections. And then obviously with the increased socialization. So, and the time of year as well in terms of the winter months. So I think the numbers are probably likely to increase, but very, very difficult to be precise about it in terms of how high the numbers will go.
I wonder when I see these figures, I remember you on many occasions over the past 18 months talking about your fear that it would be seasonal and that we would be worse in the winter months and in the autumn months, and therefore perhaps we should have taken advantage of the summer. Is there an element of I told you so, not that you would, but that perhaps we should have opened up more in the summer because of the difficulty that we're having now in the autumn?
I think we probably should take more advantage of the natural sort of factors that are in our favour. So, for example, during the summer months, when they tend to transmit at lower levels, that probably offers us more opportunity. So one of my concerns earlier on in the year was to back end everything, and especially in terms of the complete opening to the winter months. That was always, in my view, going to be a difficult thing to do because of the increased transmission during the winter months. School had been opened. So I think it always was a challenge, but we're in the current situation. So obviously we're faced with a situation now in terms of trying to minimise the transmission and try as far as possible to put still measures in place that would mitigate the risks associated with the increased transmission.
We're obviously seeing a big push-pull for vaccinating the unvaccinated. Will that be enough to make the difference, do you think?
I think it'll make a difference, Ciara, in terms of the burden on the health system. So if you're looking at the people who are ending up in hospital, sort of split into the group, most are unvaccinated. So if we could get more of those people who are unvaccinated and persuade and encourage more of those people to get vaccinated, I think that would have a significant effect. But also a second group, some vaccinated people are ending up in hospital as well. These typically are people who are, again, those at risk during the first phase of this pandemic in terms of older people, those with underlying conditions. So again, I think in terms of targeting the booster program to those cohorts will help significantly. So I think that will help in terms of decreasing the burden on the health system. With respect to trying to reduce the transmission in the environment, and again, under conditions where we've much greater levels of socialization, I think we can help there in things like antigen testing that we've spoken about many times before. And then also maybe some focus, especially in certain environments where we can use, we've heard a lot about ventilation, but also in terms of portable filtration systems in school rooms and things like that. I think that could help.
So mitigation measures while we're open. Measures, yeah. I just lastly, before I go, two groups jump out at me in terms of requiring a vaccination. And I don't just mean the unvaccinated healthcare workers. We still haven't gotten a green light from NIAC on that. It seems extraordinary. But also one in five of those in ICU with COVID currently are largely young, fit, healthy, pregnant women. Those two groups probably should be targeted relatively aggressively. Would you agree, Paul?
Yeah, I fully agree there, Ciara. So in terms of healthcare workers, there's a number of different aspects there. Firstly, we've many healthcare workers now in isolation at the moment, so that puts the health system under pressure. And then also this cohort were the first cohort to get vaccinated, and we know the further we move from the second vaccine, the more susceptible we come to infection. Also, obviously, in terms of healthcare workers, we want to minimise any spread within the healthcare system. In terms of pregnant women, yes, I think some of that may be related to the fact that maybe there was some concern in terms of the risk associated with vaccines during pregnancy. But again, the data is showing unequivocally now in terms of the risks are much greater in terms of COVID and the risks associated with COVID during pregnancy. So certainly those cohorts that strongly agree here in terms of encouraging them to be vaccinated, and also obviously pushing out the booster program to include our healthcare workers.
Yeah, look, thank you for that indeed this morning. That is Professor Paul Moyna there. Professor Professor of Immunology and Director of the Kathleen Lonsdale Institute at Maynooth University.